we were one of the first generation, myself and my sister, of visually impaired people to go to mainstream schools, because before about 1970, visually impaired children would be sent away to school. So in a way, we were trailblazers, and that could be quite challenging. Because even though we didn't know it at the time, I think some of the teachers didn't want us in their classes. And so we would have to go into a different peer group every year. So rather than just being placed in a class and then go up with the same group of people, we would tend to have to move around to different classes. It was a very working class school, particularly the secondary school. But there were teachers that pushed me, and that's how I got to go to university. Obviously, there was a lot of experiences like bullying at school. So all of that obviously contributed to my sort of becoming more radical. And also, it was a very, very political time that we grew up in. I moved to Greater Manchester, where there was a coalition of disabled people, which was one of the leading organisations of disabled people in the country. And, you know, we organised to get the Disabled People's Discrimination Act. And I was involved in the Disabled People's Direct Action Network called DAN. And we'd go and chain ourselves to buses in Whitehall, stop the traffic around about 1994 to 1996. And we were on every single news programme, every single newspaper. We were on the front page, really brought those issues to people and really got people to understand what disabled people were up against in those days, because it was very hard. Somebody could refuse to give you a job because you were disabled, or they could sack you because they were disabled, and it was all perfectly legal, and disabled people had no legal protection. So that's what we were fighting for in those days. And I guess one of the most visible signs of this was, you know, access to public transport. There's no legal requirement to provide accessible public transport, and a lot of disabled people were very, very restricted in those days. And also, disability benefits weren't even what they are now. It's very, very blatant, the kind of discrimination that people face. So, you know, that's what that was all about. And myself and a lot of other young disabled people were involved in DAN and took part in those activities and those actions. And eventually the Tories were forced to pass the Disability Discrimination Act. One time we all met up at Westminster Hall. It was very well organised. And then we'd all go down to where we would be chaining ourselves to buses, and we'd maybe get onto Westminster Bridge. Bus would come, people would go out into the road in their wheelchairs or walk into the road, walk into the path of the bus. Then we would just lock ourselves onto the buses. Police would eventually come with bolt cutters. But, you know, in some cases, I don't think the police really knew what to do. And I guess they didn't want to be seen to be manhandling disabled people, although people were sometimes manhandled. There's a quite a famous picture of somebody being tipped out of a wheelchair, which I believe went onto the front page of The Independent on Sunday when they did a feature about Dan. But people would be arrested. I got arrested myself at one point. It did create a lot of havoc. And I think that's why the Tories were forced to give us the DDA in the end, because there was so much disruption. And there was a lot of public sympathy as well. It was necessary because obviously disabled people were a minority. Very, very few disabled people worked in those days. We didn't have any economic power. We weren't that well organised within the trade unions. So maybe like that was the only way that we could get our voices across, by actually taking that kind of action. But it was very effective and it was very empowering. It was really important part, I would say, of my coming of age as a person, really kind of understanding who I was and being proud of who I was. It was a really important part of my education and my feelings of self-worth, I suppose.